A compelling Navy SEAL memoir has been adapted for the big screen, and it's an intense experience.
Lone Survivor tells the true tale of Operation Red Wings, a 2005 mission to take out a Taliban leader. Marcus Luttrell, Mark Wahlberg, and three fellow Navy SEALs are dropped in the mountains of Afghanistan, where the mission is quickly compromised.
It's feeling like a cursed op.
Not a cursed op. No curses. It's just Afghanistan. That's all.
It's not for the weak of stomach, but Peter Berg directs some of the most intense war action ever put on film, with incredible stuntmen tumbling down the mountain, bouncing off rocks and cracking into trees. The film lacks the compelling narrative of Saving Private Ryan, the character development of the Hurt Locker or Zero Dark Thirty, and the larger social commentary of Apocalypse Now, Platoon, or Full Metal Jacket. For all this, I can't bring myself to call it a great movie in the traditional sense, but it's a fine tribute to the men and women who serve. It forces us to walk a mile in their boots at a time when so few Americans are actually invested in a war that's now entering its 13th year of blood and treasure draining in the quicksand. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley giving Lone Survivor an intense 3 out of 4 stars.
Wow, that does sound like a pretty intense flick. You've seen it already. You liked it.
It's phenomenal, and it is intense.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it.